Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our daily program, Stardom. Today in our studio, we have Anna North, a talented young singer. Hello, Anna.
Hello. It's so nice being here. Thank you for inviting me.
So, Anna, our listeners would really love to learn more about you. Where do you come from?
I come from a small town in Norway. It's not really special, but it has got amazing nature. It's close to the biggest lake in Norway. It's the city beside Lillehammer, so it's always been that Lillehammer is better than it. It's really safe and a really good environment. You could walk to school. I've had a safe and good youth.
So you were happy there?
Yes, I was. In general, I've been really lucky with my family and everything. At the same time, that might also be why I wasn't daring. When you don't have anything to challenge you and everything is good, sometimes it can get too easy. You need to challenge yourself and try. You can't always be comfortable because then you won't grow as a person.
Right now you prefer to live in Oslo, right?
Well, I moved to Oslo when I was 21 and I've been working there, studying there, for quite a while now. I really like Oslo. It's not too big and not too small. It's big enough to meet new people. There are a lot of people travelling there, and there's a lot of culture and music. Everyone should travel to Oslo.
Your forthcoming debut album is due in September. Are you excited about that?
Of course. It's been quite challenging in many ways, because an album is hard work. I started the process back in December, and we already had a lot of demos before that, but we tried to make 3 demos a week, and then we chose what we thought was the best. It seems like some songs, you can't force them. They just have to happen. We were supposed to release the album in June, now, to make the festivals, but you can't force creativity.
Did you enjoy making it?
It was really fun because you learn. So however it goes from here, it's amazing to have been able to make an album and that people listen to it. It's always been a huge dream. Music has always been a big part of me, but you never think you can do that. You never think you're good enough. I never ever thought I would make an album.
What's the album called?
The album is actually called Lovers because I usually talk to the fans. I don't like to say fans because it sounds weird. Or people who listen to our music as lovers because we're lovers and we share love of music. It's not pointing to lovers as a couple, but it is meant to be some people, a group of people just sharing love and sharing music.
I see. Do you think your Scandinavian origin influenced your creative side?
I think that people, when they think about Norway, they see this cold place. The same music could have come from another place, but since it is Norway, people make it a thing. I actually feel like some of our songs are quite warm, in a way, and have a really warm feeling to the production.
In what way are you different from other young artists?
Nowadays, because there are so many artists out there, you have to stick out. Everything I do, like clothes, is important to me, the aesthetic around everything. I like minimalism and a lot of air. I'm really into simple is kind of the key word. Simple is always right.
Thank you, Anna. It has been a real pleasure talking with you today.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello everybody, and welcome to our daily programme, Stardom. Today in our studio, we have Anna North, a talented young singer. Hello, Anna.
Hello, it's so nice being here. Thank you for inviting me.
So, Anna, our listeners would really love to learn more about you. Where do you come from?
I come from a small town in Norway. It's not really special, but it has got amazing nature. It's close to the biggest lake in Norway. It's the city beside Lillehammer, so it's always been that Lillehammer is better than it. It's really safe and a really good environment. You could walk to school. I've had a safe and good youth.
So you were happy there?
Yes, I was. In general, I've been really lucky with my family and everything. At the same time, that might also be why I wasn't daring. When you don't have anything to challenge you and everything is good, sometimes it can get too easy. You need to challenge yourself and try. You can't always be comfortable because then you won't grow as a person.
Right now you prefer to live in Oslo, right?
Well, I moved to Oslo when I was 21 and I've been working there, studying there, for quite a while now. I really like Oslo. It's not too big and not too small. It's big enough to meet new people. There are a lot of people travelling there and there's a lot of culture and music. Everyone should travel to Oslo.
Your forthcoming debut album is due in September. Are you excited about that?
Of course. It's been quite challenging in many ways, because an album is hard work. I started the process back in December, and we already had a lot of demos before that, but we tried to make 3 demos a week, and then we chose what we thought was the best. It seems like some songs, you can't force them. They just have to happen. We were supposed to release the album in June, now, to make the festivals, but you can't force creativity.
Did you enjoy making it?
It was really fun because you learn. So however it goes from here, it's amazing to have been able to make an album and that people listen to it. It's always been a huge dream. Music has always been a big part of me, but you never think you can do that. You never think you're good enough. I never ever thought I would make an album.
What's the album called?
The album is actually called Lovers because I usually talk to the fans. I don't like to say fans because it sounds weird. Or people who listen to our music as lovers because we're lovers and we share love of music. It's not pointing to lovers as a couple, but it is meant to be some people, a group of people just sharing love and sharing music.
I see. Do you think your Scandinavian origin influenced your creative side?
I think that people, when they think about Norway, they see this cold place. The same music could have come from another place, but since it is Norway, people make it a thing. I actually feel like some of our songs are quite warm, in a way, and have a really warm feeling to the production.
In what way are you different from other young artists?
Nowadays, because there are so many artists out there, you have to stick out. Everything I do, like clothes, is important to me, the aesthetic around everything. I like minimalism and a lot of air. I'm really into simple is kind of the key word. Simple is always right.
Thank you, Anna. It has been a real pleasure talking with you today.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.